Jared Gumbs here with you, and we have a Peace Player show coming up. So I thought I'd bring a few people in to chat about it.
My name is Alex Cartwright, and I'm the director.
My name is Io Herbert, and I play Mary Meekly.
My name is Nicholas, and I am Todd.
Perfect. And for those who don't know, what is the show coming up, and what can people kind of expect?
The show this year is called Unnecessary Farce. It's a comedy about a police sting operation in a cheap motel that goes terribly wrong. I picked it this year just because of the comedy, the physical comedy, and the surprise villains and mistaken identities. So audiences can expect a lot of laughs and a lot of fun.
Well, what would you say is kind of the target for this kind of show? What audience are you hoping to bring in?
Definitely, it is adults only, and absolutely, if you love cheap gags and a good laugh, this is the great show for you.
Of course, a couple of you here are going to be playing characters in the show. So tell me a little bit about your characters.
So Mary Meekly, she is the mayor's wife, and she is prim and proper and very sweet.
And I play Todd the Scottish Hitman. And he gets angry really easily. He's got a bit of a temper.
If you had to summarize the show into just a few words, what would you say?
Well, it's hard to keep it to just a few words just because there is so many positive things I can say about the cast and about the show. It's people from our community who volunteer their time, whether it's on the stage or backstage or for the dinner theater. I mean, the community can always expect, you know, a dedicated cast who puts on a really good show, Board and Barrel who puts on a wonderful meal. And we're just really excited to have a mix of faces. We have some alumni and we have some new people to the stage and being involved. So I think it's a really nice collaborative effort that the community can come and enjoy. So we always appreciate their support every year.
Just to touch a little more on that, because it's going to be dinner and a show.
Yes, that's correct. It's dinner and a show. We're hosting the dinner on the 6th, 12th, and 13th, and that is completely sold out. And general tickets are on sale now.
And if people want to grab those tickets, where can they go to grab them?
So you can go to the Peace Players website, and the tickets are sold through Eventbrite and also at the Quality Inn Hotel.
Also, what can people kind of expect from the stage and costumes for this show?
So we have our wonderful costume mistress, Bev Suchak, who we're so grateful she comes on board every year. Our producer, Dave Cambridge, and also a special mention to Tom. He's both in the cast and he's also an invaluable member of my production team. He dedicates countless hours behind the scenes and on stage just to make sure our production is top notch. So.
And just a little background, how many shows have you guys been a part of?
So this is my third show. My first last year was with Alex in Dinner Theater for the Heartburn Hotel. And the following musical, Anything Goes, I was casted in that. So I'm very grateful that she's brought me back. Yay!
And I've done the Dinner Theater last year, Heartburn Hotel, Anything Goes. And this one, but the I did do one acts. The last time I did one acts was 2009. So I went a 15-year period without being on the Peace Player stage, and I'm glad to be doing more.
Shook off the rust a little bit?
I think so.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite line from your characters in the show?
I do, but I can't say it on radio.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I guess you'll have to go down and check it out for that.
I think for me, it's probably, "Dinna ya gang playing the numpty with me, my mucker."
Yeah, for sure. With practices and things, was it all fairly smooth? Was there any funny stories behind the scenes that maybe happened?
I think, and again, this is we recommend 16 and up for this show, but I think navigating and directing some of those scenes was interesting. It can go wrong and it can go off in a direction you weren't really anticipating sometimes. But everybody is really collaborative, really open-minded, and they all have such a good sense of humor. It's really been such a joy to work with them all. I think the audience, yeah, come open-minded, come ready to laugh and just enjoy what we're bringing to the community.
Is there anything else you want to mention about the show coming up to get people excited, or any few more words you want to say on it?
There's always surprises. There's always surprises.
Come prepared to laugh lots and It's going to be a great show with a great director and great cast members. Me, maybe not so much, but